Hey, the college football excitement continues to build, and we have always got you covered right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Already, several big matchups we have featured tonight, but right now, it is time. We are headed to Norman, Oklahoma. We're going to visit with the senior writer from OU Insider and host of Total Sports on 1400 KREF, and that is James Hale. Good evening, James. What a weekend we've got ahead of us.
We certainly do. The only bad thing is your pretty face is not going to be in Norman, and that is the only bad thing about it. I thought you might be sneaking in, and that would have just put the icing, the cherry on top of the cake.
Oh, I would so love to be there, but I want you to give all of us and myself a sense of what is the atmosphere like up there. Just kind of give us a sense of how excited everyone is.
It's going to be electric because Ohio State, they're going to bring in their full contingent, of tickets. They bought them all, and they're trying to buy up as many as they can. They have rented out one of the basketball practice gyms. They're going to get about 800 people in there to have a Buckeye bash, so to speak. University of Oklahoma, a spirit group, is having a Boomer bash somewhere else on campus.
Wow.
So, you've got all these factions wanting to celebrate and have a bash, and you've got all this going on, and you've got all these Buckeyes rolling in, so Campus Corner is going to be going crazy. And Main Street, they've actually redone Main Street here, much like, that they've done in Oklahoma City. And it's really been great what they've done here, so there's other places to go than just Campus Corner, and Buckeye fans will certainly find that out here pretty quick. But it's pretty cool what's going on. This is the biggest game since Notre Dame rolled in.
Right.
Notre Dame rolled in the middle of the season, in the conference season, and I thought that was a little weird how that game went. And Oklahoma lost that game with Landry Jones at quarterback, and hopefully Oklahoma will have better results this time. This game is where it should be in the non-conference schedule, and it makes it really, really special.
The senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, he is back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we get set for the Sooners and the Buckeyes. So quantify for us, how important is it for Oklahoma? They have got to take care of business and come away with a W.
Well, if they want to contend for the national title, that's it. They've got to win. Just win by one point. It doesn't matter. Just win, baby, as Al Davis used to say. It doesn't matter. Just win.
Right.
And that's what you got to do. You've already stubbed your toe once. You laid an egg in the first game. So to get back on track, you've got to beat a major power like Ohio State. If you lose it, then you've got to reassess your goals and realize that the best thing you can do at that point is to win the conference championship. And then, due to that championship, you go to a major bowl and, you hit the recruiting trail real hard. And that's the way you have to go about it. But Oklahoma believes they're a Final Four team, that they're good enough to be there. They didn't show it in game one. And we didn't learn, I don't know what we learned in game two, except they have real talented players that play all over the place. And they've got a bunch of good young players they can throw out on the field. Are they good enough to play against Ohio State? Well, we'll see what kind of confidence. I know athletically they are, but do the coaches trust them enough? And I know Ohio State's going through the same thing. When you return only six starters, you've got a bunch of young guys stepping into the starting lineup there. But Urban Meyer does this all the time. They recruit to do this. And he's used to throwing a bunch of young guys out there. And it's not that Bob's not at Oklahoma, Bob Stoops. It's just that I think OU would rather have an experienced guy out there. But the young guys like Michael Jones and, is pushing Baxter and he's pushing Basquane. And, Basquane continues to have, he's only a sophomore, he's a walk-on, but he continues to have great practices at OU. And A.D. Miller continues to push at receiver. He's a sophomore. And, so you've still got young players that are, making their way on the field, but it's the atmosphere around here is electric. People have been talking about this game for 2 years, and it's finally here, and everybody thinks both teams are pretty good, so we'll find out if they are.
James, after that disappointing loss here in Houston for the Sooners, what were some of the adjustments that were immediately made in game two?
Well, to just get better offensively and run the offense. They didn't run the offense. But the major adjustments is to be smarter. The personal foul penalties, the holding penalties, those things killed OU in that game. The turnovers killed OU in that game. OU made so many mistakes in that game. Playing a good quality football team, you're never going to beat them if you make that many mistakes. Houston's too good. You've got to play good football. You can't have personal foul penalties to keep drives alive. Three times Oklahoma's defense had stopped Houston. They committed a penalty, kept drives alive. Houston scored on every single one of those drives. So that right there in the nutshell is why Oklahoma lost the game. You can't give up those plays. If you get punts instead, then all of a sudden it's a different deal. So Oklahoma played a lot smarter against ULM. They cut those penalties out. They didn't make mistakes. Their defense finally got a turnover. They still haven't created a PBU. They've created one PBU, and they still don't have an interception in the secondary. I don't know if they came out of that second game settled at the right corner spot. I still think three guys are battling for that there. And, of course, they came out with a couple of injuries. Marquise Overton is out. He's their third nose tackle, but he's good enough to start, and that's a quality loss right there. And we found out that a couple of guys, Devonta Lampkin and Dwayne Orso Backus, have been suspended for 6 games for something that happened back when OU played Clemson in the bowl game. So we're finding out the roster's getting a little bit thinner, but you still have your main players involved, and everybody is expected to be healthy and ready to go.
The senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, is with us, back with us, I should say, at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we get set for the Sooners and the Buckeyes. How do you think Oklahoma's offense is going to respond to this dominant Ohio State defense?
Well, if Baker Mayfield does what I think he's going to do, I think they'll run their offense, and you'll get a chance to see just how good this offense can be. I mean, Mark Andrews seems to be a touchdown waiting to happen, and they're always long-distance touchdowns, 30 yards or longer, and he's really been a weapon for Oklahoma. Baker hit 12 receivers in the second game. I think he hit 6 in the first game. That shows you he came in with a different disposition in the second game. And sure, they were playing ULM, so you can say, well, they just didn't cover as well. Well, this is the way that they've got to run the offense. He worked all year on being a quarterback that was a distributor, not a guy that was just always going to be a playmaker. He thought if he could become that, then he still had his playmaking ability, and boy, he'd be really good, and I agree with him. And I think we're beginning to see, or we began to see, against ULM, that kind of quarterback. And he's got weapons. Joe Mixon's a lot better player than he was last year, and he was pretty good. Samaje Perine is back. I've told you about Andrews. D.D. Westbrook has stepped up and become the number one receiver, and he looks good out there. And A.D. Miller's beginning to do some things. So here you've got a defense that hasn't showed us anything in the first 2 games. And I know that they've got more in their package than they're showing. And we'll start seeing some blitzes. And I know they're so good at Ohio State that sometimes they feel like they can just line up and beat you. Oklahoma does too at times. You know, but I think in this game, teams are going to throw the kitchen sink at each other. So Oklahoma will see some things from Ohio State that Ohio State hasn't shown yet. They've done a good job. Where Oklahoma's been forced to show a lot of things, Ohio State is not. So Oklahoma's got to be aware of that. If they can handle the stunts they're going to get from Ohio State, that would set up Baker to make plays. And then Baker's awful dangerous when he beats your initial response and he reads it, or he beats it, then great things can happen for Oklahoma.
Hey, give us a hit on the coaching matchup. I mean, you're talking about two of college's best in Bob Stoops and Urban Meyer.
Similar guys, too. You know, they're from Ohio. They've met once before. Florida won in the national championship game. Urban's got his own offense that he likes to run, which features kind of that H-back guy and that running quarterback. And that's the way he likes his offenses, the lineups. If you're going to be his coordinator, you're going to have to understand he's going to be in your room and you're going to implement what he wants to do. You know, I don't think Bob sits in on defensive meetings as much as he used to, but he can. And since his younger brother, his little brother, who happens to be bigger than him, is the defensive coordinator, you know, he can go in there and they can argue it out and hash it out. But I think really they believe that they can really help each other, because if you ask Mike, Bob's the smartest defensive guy outside of his own dad that he's ever known, and that's the same thing Bob says about Mike. And of course they always throw Brent Venables in there because Brent's like a little brother. He's now the defensive coordinator at Clemson.
Sure.
He was coaching at Oklahoma. So I think the coaching, I think these are two of the best coaches in college football. They're going to go down in history. It's two of the best of all time. They've won national titles. They've built powerful programs. They've maintained powerful programs. Both coaches like to use a little razzle-dazzle sometimes. So let's see which razzle-dazzle works. And, you know, Bob usually goes that way. He says, well, there's work, mine didn't, or mine did, and theirs didn't. So I know they've got something up their sleeve. I just don't know what it is.
Oh, it's going to be a compelling matchup with the Buckeyes and the Sooners on Saturday. Always a pleasure to catch up with a senior writer from OU Insider. Check him out, OUinsider.com. The one and only, the great James Hale. Thank you, James.
E, thanks, and hey, I'll hold this ticket for you in case you change your mind, okay?
I'll let you know. Much more coming your way right here in hour number 2 at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.